Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
When Nancy Hanks laid eyes on Tom Lincoln, it was love at first sight. Tom was a solid man who didn't drink in excess, and he never swore. He was a carpenter, later turned farmer, and was good at saving money. He was 5'9" tall. Nancy was 5'8". It took Tom a while, actually a few years, but one day in his awkward, slow speech, he proposed and Nancy accepted. They were married in 1806. Tom bought a farm, then another, and still another, always looking for better soil. The third farm was in a beautiful setting in one of southern Kentucky's valleys. The couple had three children, Sarah, Abraham, and Tom. Tom died in infancy. Each spring and each fall, a week of camp meetings came to the Lincoln's Valley. The Lincolns were Baptist. Nancy was always an active participant. She prepared huge quantities of corn pone and stews and hams and dried fruits for the week in camp. She sent the children to the neighbors to invite the more reluctant ones to attend. She prayed earnestly that a great revival might take place. But it was when she was alone out on a hill, with her sunbonnet pushed back and the wind or sun or rain in her face, or reading to the children from the Bible by candlelight, that she felt closest to God. Nancy read to the children every night from their Osterwald Bible, a revision of the Geneva Bible. It was the same Bible that many years later President Lincoln brought to the White House and always kept on his desk.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.